Time for the birthday scam. Going to call a woman who was just the other day was trying to sneak through the HOV lane with a doll in the car. Well, we caught her with our secret, super secret cameras.
It's like a 3 foot high child's girl doll. She's strapped in.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ted Jones with the How are you this morning?
Fine.
I'm sorry to bother you, but our cameras observed your vehicle in the HOV lane the other day. And you didn't have the number of people necessary to be legally in that lane.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had my daughter in there.
Well, you know, our cameras can zoom in on that, and it seems to me that it looked like a doll was in the vehicle with you.
Okay.
And that's a $150 offense.
Well, what do I need to do about that?
Write a check and send it in.
Well, could you send me that picture?
Can I ask you why you had a doll in there?
Well, I did. I have a daughter. If you would like to come and see my daughter,
no.
and that would be perfectly fine.
Ma'am.
You're telling me.
I know the difference between a doll and a real live person. People try this all the time.
Well, I would like you then to come over and see my daughter, and I would like to see the video.
I don't have time to chase around everybody that tries to skirt the system. All I'm going to do is send you a bill, and you can pay it, or you can face the consequences.
I can face the concept. That's like a threat. I'm aware that the talks like this now.
Then it'll go on your credit, and a warrant will be issued.
May I have your name?
Ted Jones.
Okay. And who do I call to contact your supervisor?
You can call us here at the office, but I mean, it doesn't.
Who would I speak to? Because
it won't matter.
I'm not really thrilled about how you're talking to me.
I think because I notice on your credentials here that you're a doctor, and I think that you're just trying to give me the runaround because you're a big fancy doctor. Is that why we should have a special lane for you?
Okay. Conversation's over with.
Well, that's fine, as long as we get the
$150. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sending you anything.
Well, then I could have somebody come by and pick up your vehicle.
I'm not speaking with you anymore, Ted Jones.
I know all about these dolls.
I'll call as your supervisor now.
Hello?
Deanna, this is Steve Phillips at...
Yes?
Just talking to one of my men. He expressed to me that maybe he got a little out of line.
He got completely out of line.
I guess, I don't know, he's been under some stress or something, and we apologize. That's not the way we like to approach these things.
Okay.
And one tip, when you try a doll, you might consider a blow-up doll. They're much more effective. Hello? Let's get the perpetrator.
Hello?
Well, we did it, and she hung up a couple of times.
Was she mad?
Oh, well, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
She denied it.
Just make sure to speak up, Donna.
Okay.
Donna?
Yeah.
You are so bad.
What?
You are so absolutely bad.
Yes, yeah. Donna thought of that, doctor, and...
Just tell her that she better wish I'd not come to work today.
Oh, boy.
We were going to let you borrow our blow-up doll if you needed more passengers.
You can get a whole, like, you know, fill up a whole minivan of blow-up dolls.
Oh, no, leave me alone.